USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's Election Day 2018, and nationally, one of the races of focus is the Texas U.S. Senate race between Democrat Beto O'Rourke and incumbent Republican Senator Ted Cruz. O'Rourke saying at an Election Eve rally,
"We will take the lead in rewriting this country's immigration laws in our own image to reflect our communities like this one."
Cruz saying at his last appearance,
"My number one priority in the U.S. Senate is jobs. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Why is that? Because that is the top priority of the people of Texas all across this great state."
Polls now open in over a dozen states. Voters in the southeast have to brave some thunderstorms and heavy rains. Even tornado warnings are out for parts of Texas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Mississippi. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump's national pre-election tour has ended, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump makes his closing argument in Missouri, Cleveland, and Fort Wayne, Indiana, ahead of the all-important midterm election.
If you want strong borders, you see what we're doing. We got the worst laws because they won't give us the votes. If you want strong borders and safe communities, no drugs, no caravans, vote Republican.
The president revving up the crowd, talking about the economy.
Republicans have created the best economy in the history of our country. This is the single best economy in the history of our great country.
Today, Uber is giving riders a $10 discount if they're going to vote, while Lyft is offering 50% off rides to polling places. Lowe's, the home improvement chain, saying it's going to shut down 20 underperforming U.S. stores early next year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Facebook says it's removed dozens of Facebook accounts that may have been engaged in what it calls coordinated, inauthentic behavior ahead of the midterm elections. The social media giant saying U.S. law enforcement agencies notified them of 30 Facebook accounts and 85 Instagram accounts linked to foreign entities. Now, most of the Facebook pages were in Russian and French, while the Instagram accounts were mostly in English. Facebook is now investigating to find out more about those accounts. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is spearheading a project to build the kingdom's first nuclear research reactor, one of seven massive projects announced yesterday, including water desalination and aircraft construction. Salman has said that Saudi Arabia doesn't want a nuclear weapon, but wouldn't hesitate if regional rival Iran was to develop one. Saudi Arabia is looking to diversify its energy and industry, as its oil wealth isn't going to last forever, according to experts. And Idris Elba is People Magazine's 2018 Sexiest Man Alive. The 46-year-old English actor officially given the honor on yesterday's Tonight Show, last night's Tonight Show on NBC. He tweeted that he's honored, but what's even more important is that people vote in today's midterm elections. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.